Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Just going full.
I love the instrumental.
Thank you. Just going full instrumental today. A little scat, huh?
Yeah.
Get it right out there. And let's talk to Michelle this morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
All right. Oh. I dropped my pen, Kevin.
I dropped my pen again?
Man, I've been dropping my pen all morning long.
Butterfingers today.
All right. I got five questions burning a hole in my pocket. Jackpot's up to $120, dealing with news and pop culture. It's Are You Smarter Than Katie, and are you ready to play?
I think so.
All right, fantastic. Katie has left the studio, and away we go. Question one. President Trump spoke at the UN for the first time since the UN laughed at him 6 years ago. Well, this time it was very different. He criticized other countries' immigration policies. He said climate change was a con job, and he claimed he ended seven wars. What does UN stand for?
United Nations.
Question two. Travis Kelce had someone arrested at his house last night when a guy hopped a fence at 2 a.m. to give Taylor Swift something. But the guy was an ex-cop trying to serve papers to Taylor Swift for the Justin Baldoni Blake Lively trial. What is Travis Kelce's football number? Is it 22, 54, or 87?
87, I think.
Question three. Remember the couple that got caught having an affair at the Coldplay concert back at the beginning of the summer? Well, it turns out they were not a couple. And that's according to people who work with them who said that the whole thing was really unfair. Who's the lead singer of Coldplay?
Chris Martin.
Question four. Emma Watson was made famous for playing Hermione in the Harry Potter films, but that might be pretty much all we get from her. She announced her retirement from acting because she said she didn't want to do any publicity tours selling films anymore. What Disney princess did Emma Watson play?
Is this a multiple choice?
It is not. 3 seconds.
Oh,
three.
Oh, my goodness.
Two.
Belle?
One.
Yeah, she played Belle.
Question five. MLB announced a major change to the sport using AI challenges to pitch calls. Umpires will still call balls and strikes, but now the other team can challenge that, and AI will tell us if the call was correct or not. If one pitch was 97 miles per hour and the next pitch was 53 miles per hour, how much slower is that?
97 minus 53.
3 seconds.
44.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Michelle, what are we up to?
We are homesick from work today.
Homesick? With what? How do you feel? Kevin's a doctor.
I feel like I just got a real stuffy head cold.
Stuffy head cold. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, there's something going around.
I'll prescribe over-the-counter.
Better not be Tylenol.
I know. I know we're not her employer, but I feel like we're not allowed to ask why she's homesick.
Well, then she doesn't have to answer.
Right.
It's okay. I volunteered it.
Okay. We Mary answered it for the record.
Yes, yes. All right, thank you. Michelle, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yep.
Here we go. Question one. Did you see any of President Trump speaking at the UN yesterday?
I did.
Just to recap some of the hits, he said he criticized other countries' immigration policies, said they were going to hell.
Oh, really? Yeah. I must have missed that.
He said climate change was a con job.
Right.
And he claimed he ended seven wars. I don't know what they are, but...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't even name one. But anyway, though, what do I know?
The war on short ties.
What does UN stand for?
United Nations.
United Nations. That is correct. All righty. Question two. Travis Kelce had a guy arrested at his house last night when he hopped the fence at 2 a.m. But the guy was an ex-cop who's there to serve papers to Taylor Swift for the Justin Baldoni Blake Lively trial. What are you doing in the middle of the night, fella?
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. If you're a process server, I believe that you have, like, rules you have to follow.
Yeah. What is Travis Kelce's football number? Is it 22, 54, or 87?
87.
Okay. Question three. You remember the couple that got caught having an affair at the Coldplay concert?
Oh, yeah.
Turns out they are not a couple. And that is according to people that work with them who are coming out now.
Wait, so they're what?
They were friends having an inappropriate hug.
I can assure you none of my friends are hugging me from behind with their arms under my boobs.
I know. But let's assume that the coworkers are telling the truth. Why did you wait 3 or 4 months to tell us this? But anyway, though, who's the lead singer of Coldplay?
Chris Martin.
Yeah.
Apple's dad.
Mr. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Apple's dad?
Yeah, they have a kid named Apple.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Like Apple.
We stopped trying to figure them out. Question four. Emma Watson announced that she is retiring from acting.
Really?
Yeah, the Harry Potter star said that she loves acting, hates doing publicity tours. She finds it soul-crushing to sell things.
Really?
And it's like, throw it all away for that?
Well, but also, why don't you look at it as, like, spreading the word about this piece of art that you've made?
I always thought it was so silly because it's like, that's a disservice to everybody else who worked on the film. Like, everybody has a stake in the success of the film. Like,
you don't have to like it, but I mean,
just do it. It's part of your job. Just do it.
I thought you were going to say because it gives her like anxiety or something, which I can understand that. And
she said it was soul crushing. Anyway, what Disney princess did Emma Watson play?
Belle.
Belle. And finally, Major League Baseball announced a major change to the sport using AI challenges to pitch calls. This is pretty crazy. Umpires will still be able to call balls and strikes, but now the other team can challenge that call, and they'll be able to review accurately using AI if the umpire was right or not. It's pretty crazy.
Okay.
If one pitch was 97 miles per hour and the next pitch was 53 miles per hour.
Are there people that can pitch 97 miles an hour?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyway, though, and then the next pitch is 53 miles per hour.
Okay.
How much slower is that pitch?
44.
Ooh. Yes. All right. Somebody said Emma Watson started a gin company. I highly doubt that that gin company is making as much as starring in huge Hollywood blockbusters.
Well, maybe she doesn't need to make as much.
She does.
This is America, Emma. You always need more money.
I'm from America.
How dare you? Where is she from?
England.
That's America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. As my daughter says, if they speak California, it's America.
Oh, okay.
Final score, Michelle. You both got 5. It's a tie.
It's a tie.
It's a tie. We had $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Michelle, tell us what we want to hear.
Well, I guess I'm just as smart as Katie today.
Yes, just as smart as Katie.
Thank you so much for listening, though. We love you for it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.